I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast.
Can you think of someone who you thought was going to be sending you a bunch of referrals, but they're not? I mean, that's really, really frustrating, right? It's like, so you meet somebody and it seems like this great opportunity where they're going to be opening up the door to this whole new world of awesome leads. And so maybe you even do some like really discounted work for them, or maybe even something for free, because you're thinking, yeah, this is going to be this great partnership and wow, what a great opportunity this is going to be. And then nothing. I mean, super frustrating, because it's like, I mean, this is important, right? It's like you're thinking, man, this is huge. This is my business. This is my life. This is my family. And these referrals are going to solve this major problem of where I'm going to be finding my next clients. And they're not doing anything. If they would just do what they said, then everything would be okay. But they're not. I mean, I can remember when I was first getting started that I was relying heavily. I think almost everybody feels like, you know, kind of when they first get started, they don't really have a marketing plan in place. And so they rely really heavily on referrals. And I can probably think of like a half a dozen situations, just like right off the top of my head right now, where if the person just did what they said they were going to do, everything would have been fine and I would have had more work than I could have handled. But they don't. They don't do it, right? It's like time after time after time, people seem like they're going to be able to send you all these great referrals, but then they don't. And so then you think, okay, well, what's the problem? And I remember when I had this realization, I was like, okay, and it hit me like right in the stomach. I was like, okay, I'm relying on this person that I just met that I don't pay. You know, they're not my employee. I haven't hired them. I barely even know them. And I'm relying on them as the live or die factor in my business. It's like, what is... So obviously the realization is, if that's what I'm doing, I don't even have a business. You know, I've got good skills, like I can do great work for people, but I don't have a business if I'm relying on strangers to stay alive all the time through the kindness of their heart sending referrals my way, right? It's like, that's not a business. So then of course you had to think, okay, well, what do you do instead? Like, what's a better system to put in place for yourself? Or any system at all is better than that. That's not even a system, right? Just hoping strangers send you referrals so you don't go out of business. That's not a system, but it's really tempting to fall into that. And one of the reasons I think it happens so much is like when you first get started with your business, then people kind of know that, you know, like people are kind of in your family, in your friend circle, and people around you kind of know, hey, they're starting their own business. And you sort of get this initial boost of referrals from, you know, like friends and family just kind of want to help you out. And like the buzz is all about you and, you know, you're starting the business and everything. But then what will happen is like, you know, 6 months down the road, maybe a year down the road, you know, it's not really the topic of conversation much anymore. The referrals tend to dry up. You've kind of exhausted that local network of your own friends or whatever. And then you're kind of back on yourself trying to figure out what to do. And that's where you have to decide, like, you really need two things. Like, it's cool to have great skills. Like, if you don't have good skills, you can't deliver. So you probably shouldn't do any marketing anyway. But if you're not doing the marketing also, and all you have are the skills, you don't really have an actual business. And so if that's you, there's a couple ways to fix it. One way to fix it is you can hire out the marketing. Like, you can just, if you don't want to do any yourself, you can hire people for that, either as, you know, bringing somebody on or hire a marketing agency to help you get the leads. But most of the people that I talk to don't really have the budget for that. So then another option is, well, you could go get hired by someone who already has a marketing team and a marketing system in place, and then you can bring your technical skills into that agency. And that's a totally fine thing to do. I don't recommend trying to go to like a job board thing, you know, like Upwork or Fiverr, where they have these freelance communities. Because the price is too low, the competition is too high, and it's super difficult to differentiate yourself except for by pricing. So it's really not that great of an opportunity to kind of offload all of your marketing into these freelancing communities. But the other two options are great, like either hiring on people or hiring a team of people to help, or getting hired by someone who already has marketing. But the bottom line is, you got to have both things. You've got to have your tech stack, which is you got to be able to do good work, but you also have to have the marketing stack. Thus the name Double Stack. I mean, that's the whole point of what we do here, is to make sure that you've got both of those things. Because if you're not in control of your leads, you're not in control of your business. You're just random freelancing doing work. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, well, what if I don't ever do anything about that and I always rely on referrals all the time? Where am I going to be next year? Like, where am I going to be a year from now? Where am I going to be 5 years from now? Or like, no matter how long the business runs, if you don't have a system in place to create leads and to convert those leads into clients, you're not ever doing any work to actually build the business up. You're just, like, all the work that you do tends to be just implementing sites for folks. And it doesn't really have anything to do with actually building the substance of your actual business. And so that means you're not really increasing the valuation of your company. You probably won't build a foundation strong enough to hire anyone. You probably won't even stay in business yourself, because a lot of times those referrals are too inconsistent and the income from it is too inconsistent to really rely on as like a full-time business. So now if you're just doing it on the side, you just want to make a couple extra $1,000 a year and just kind of, it doesn't really matter, you know, how regularly you get clients or whatever, that's different, right? But if you're trying to make this your full-time gig, you can't just rely on referrals, because you end up not ever getting anywhere with that. It's like, as long as you keep that cycle going, you're always going to be stuck. Where's my next client? Where's my next client? And then waiting and hoping referrals come through and all that other stuff. And then, of course, you get mad at all the people who you thought were going to be sending you referrals, but they're not. And as if it's somehow their fault, that this stranger that you haven't hired, that you don't pay, that maybe you just met, you know, if that's the person that's the live or die factor in your business, what are you doing? Right? It's like, that's not solid. That's not a real business. So then you think, okay, well, sometimes what will happen is people feel like, okay, well, I need to have this big portfolio, right? So if I had a better portfolio, and this happens a lot, if you, like, especially with people that are just getting started, like maybe you're coming from an agency and you can't really put their work on your site, or maybe you're just getting started, you don't have any clients anyway, or whatever. But whatever the case may be, it's really tempting to think that you should have this big portfolio. I fell into this trap. I remember when I first got started, I was like, oh, the best thing I need to do is, you know, start building up this portfolio, because you look out at other agencies that are successful and you see, well, they have a big portfolio, so therefore, if I had one, I would be successful too, right? But the problem is portfolios don't generate leads. Now, a good portfolio can be helpful in converting a lead into a customer, but it doesn't do anything for driving traffic or generating leads themselves. So the trick is you're kind of putting the cart before the horse. So like, yes, successful agencies have awesome portfolios, but they didn't become successful agencies because of their awesome portfolio. What happened was they became successful because they had a great marketing plan. So they started getting leads. The leads became clients. The clients became case studies, and the portfolio just built itself, right? So it's like, the portfolio didn't make them successful. Because they're successful, they were able to easily build this awesome portfolio. And so that's the truth behind portfolios. Like, you don't even need a portfolio to start landing high ticket clients, by the way. And we talked about that in the whole solution first marketing series. We'll talk about it again in just a second. But the overall point behind the portfolio is portfolios don't generate leads and they don't drive traffic, and portfolios are not a marketing plan. So try not to spend too much time on building the portfolio before you actually get yourself a marketing plan. And it's going to be tempting. Like, the reason that I fell into the trap was, I know how to build websites really well. I know how to do a lot of cool coding stuff. So wouldn't it be cool if I could just do what I know how to do and that would be all I need? And of course, the answer is no, it's not. It doesn't work that way. It's like, portfolios are not marketing plans. And so don't allow yourself to kind of get trapped into doing what's comfortable and doing what you know how to do, while kind of pushing off the things that feel like it's going to stretch you and that's a little bit outside of your comfort zone. And that happens all the time. It's like, I see it all the time. It's like, okay, I got to build this portfolio. Oh, I got to write a ton of blog posts first, because if I don't have the blog post, then, you know, that's a problem. But really, it's just procrastination. It's like, I know how to write the blog post. I can do the research. It's in my control. Therefore, I'll just do that. So I'm busy, right? It's going to keep you really busy, but it's not making you very productive, right? You're not actually doing anything to further your business. And then you think, well, okay, well, whose fault is it that I'm not getting the leads, right? So it's, again, it's very tempting to think, well, it's the fault of that guy that said he was going to send all these leads and not doing it. Like, and seriously, man, I can think of at least a half dozen people right now where it's like, if they had just done what they said they were going to do, like, I didn't tell them to say it. They said, they volunteered. They said, hey, yeah, I can hook you up with all these people. We got all these leads coming in. We got more leads. We don't do this. We got to send them your way. It's like, if they had just done that, it would solve all the problems, right? But it's like, you can't rely on that. That's not your business. That's basically them just kind of offloading work onto you. And so it's not really their fault, right? They probably just got busy doing their own thing, or it's their business, their clients, their lives, you know, all that stuff probably just kind of distracted them. And they're probably not even trying to be jerks or anything like that. They probably just got busy doing their business, but they're not, you know, it's kind of on you to try to do something about your business. So it's not really their fault per se. I mean, it would be nice if people would follow through and do what they said, but it's probably not malicious or bad intent. It's they probably just got busy doing their thing, but the impact on you is so heavy that it's really easy to get angry at those people and be like, oh, what are you, this is my business. This is my family. It's my life. What are you doing to me? Right? It's like, it's really easy to kind of go down that path, at least emotionally. But it's not their fault, right? And it's not the fault of the clients either. Like, sometimes people will be like, oh, if I could just get better clients, then everything would be better, right? Like, all the clients that are coming to me, you know, I offer all this great stuff, but yeah, they don't really have the budget for it. They're not looking for it. So it's their fault that I can't get the business off the ground. It's like, there's something wrong with the clients coming to me. And of course, it's not really their fault either. So you have to, the better question is, ask yourself, why are you getting clients that aren't qualified leads? Like, what are you saying about yourself? Like, what marketing are you doing? What is your website saying? You know, what reputation have you built that's causing people to think that you give or that you build cheap websites, right? Because that seems to be the problem. People are looking to buy cheap websites from you. You offer a much more comprehensive marketing plan that's more expensive, and they're like, yeah, that's not for me. So the better question is, rather than getting mad at the clients that aren't qualified, the better question is, why? What are you doing that's attracting the wrong type of leads? And then it could be what you're saying on your website. It could be the reputation that you built when you're trying to build your portfolio, right? So a lot of times when you're building your portfolio, the whole idea is, hey, I'll, you know, just reach out to people that you know that are starting businesses or that have businesses and be like, hey, let me hook you up with a quick website because I'm trying to build my portfolio. I'll do it for really cheap. And then they're like, okay, sounds like a good deal for me. So they hire you. And the next thing you know, you start building this reputation as someone who builds awesome websites because you're super overqualified based on the price. And you do it for a really affordable rate, right? And so now you get to be known as the guy that does awesome work for cheap. And then that means you get all these referrals coming in. And then when you start to raise your price because you already have a few people in your portfolio, now you don't need to do the cheap work anymore. Well, suddenly all the leads that are coming your way aren't the right leads anymore because you're kind of shifting the base, right? Like, they're coming to you because they heard that you build these great cheap websites, and now you're shifting to being a more of a high ticket kind of online marketing consultant, and you're not fit for them anymore. They're just not ready for that yet. But it's not their fault, right? It's really the fault of either what you're saying on your site or the way that you're doing your marketing or the reputation that you've built through trying to do cheap work for other people when you're just getting started. It's like those factors tend to all come into play for why that's happening. And so what you want to figure that out and be like, look at what's going on, and then change those factors so that changes who actually starts coming into your system and through your marketing system. So really after meeting with and talking to thousands of web designers, like I've coached thousands of web designers over the years, and it really comes down to the three things that we kind of just talked about for who's at fault for not understanding where your next lead is coming from or where your next client's going to come from. And the first problem is, just kind of as a quick summary, just not doing any marketing at all. Like, just, you know, I'm going to rely on referrals and just hold my breath until one comes. The second problem tends to be that reputation, like building the reputation of doing inexpensive work as you're just getting started. And then that causes more and more leads to come in, but they're the wrong leads, because they're thinking you're going to be building these really affordable sites and you're shifting into more higher ticket stuff. And of course, that doesn't match up. Or just marketing generic services, right? So like saying, I build websites, I do SEO, I do branding, I do online marketing, you know, I do online advertising, just some kind of just generic term for what it is that you do, and then just blending into the noise because you sound exactly like everybody else. So those tend to be the three major pitfalls, if you will, for why leads are not forthcoming for a lot of web designers who are trying to get their own business going. So it's either relying on referrals, building that kind of cheap reputation, or just the marketing is just too bland. It's just too generic. It's just blending into the noise and you're competing with the international audience on Upwork and Fiverr and do-it-yourself platforms like Wix and Squarespace and all this other stuff. It's like, if the whole idea is how do I get a website, you don't have to spend $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 for that. It's like you could spend $15 per month for that, right? So you don't want to be blending into the noise with all of that stuff. And the real answer behind it is solution-first marketing. And we just wrapped up our three-part series on what solution-first marketing is. So, and I'll put a link down below about the whole thing. But you know, click that and check out what solution-first marketing is all about and how most web designers do like the solution-last concept, right? So like, this is a quick summary. It's like most web designers, the first thing you do is you get a referral, like we were talking about. Then you meet with the client to try to figure out what they want. And then the last thing that you do is you come up with a solution to do all that stuff. So that means the solution's last. And when your solution is last, then when it comes to marketing and lead generation, the only thing that you have to offer are your raw services, your technical services. And that means you sound like everybody else. You blend into the noise. You're not really setting yourself apart. You then maybe hope that your portfolio will set you apart, but portfolios will not generate leads. They don't generate traffic. They don't generate leads. And so everything begins to fall apart from there. The solution to fix all of that is to do solution first marketing. So rather than having the solution be last, develop the solution first, and then you can do all of your marketing based on the outcome of that solution that you already have. And so now, since you're marketing the outcome, it's a much higher value offer. You don't sound exactly like everybody else. In fact, you sound unique because you're the one with this unique offer. You start attracting clients where you're serving them at a deeper level. So you're not just giving them a website, you're giving them this awesome business result. So you begin to attract higher paying clients who see the value of your work because you're not offering these technical services. Even sometimes you even have to like teach people what the thing is that you're gonna do so that you can then maybe convince them that they have the problem that you just taught them that they had. And you know, all of that falls apart. But when you do solution first marketing, you can actually say, hey, let me show you how to drive an extra, you know, let me 10x your test drives or whatever, or get an extra half dozen real estate leads, or how to build a six-figure, you know, wedding portfolio, a wedding photography business or something. It's like whatever the outcome is that you feel like you can create, you say, this is the thing that I can create for you. And then you start marketing all around how you get really good results for people. So this is a results-driven system. So solution-first marketing, click the link. You'll see the whole three-part series kind of laid out. It's for free. It's totally free. It's a part of the podcast the past few weeks. But if you want to kind of dive into this and see how this applies to you, then you know, hop on the phone with me. So head on over to doublestack.net/call. And you can schedule a time to talk to me, you know, personally about all of this stuff. And so we'll talk about your business and what kind of clients you've been working with and kind of where you are in the whole, you know, thinking through your own marketing and everything. And we'll come up with a step-by-step pattern for driving some more leads into your business, to figure out what you should be saying on your website, to figure out what your pricing should be, maybe some additional services that you could start offering to start getting recurring revenue coming in, and really develop that solution-first concept. And then if you want my help implementing that, we can talk about that too. If you just want to take the roadmap and run with it on your own, that's totally fine too. But my strong encouragement is don't just sit there and think that referrals are going to build your business. Because if you do, you're going to feel really frustrated with the people that don't send them. The quality of the leads might not be what you're really looking for. And you're not doing anything to actually build your business, right? So you're just relying on strangers that you just met to, out of the goodness of their heart, send you free leads all the time. Don't do that. You know, that's just a recipe for burning yourself out, feeling frustrated, and it's just not the way you want to go. You want to have a system in place. You want to have a real way to drive traffic into your business, convert that traffic into leads, and then really help people, right? Like connect with clients who are looking for results and counting on you for results, and then you deliver those results. That's the recipe to be a high-ticket consultant. And I'll help you with it. So you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to figure it out by yourself, right? So give me a call and we'll talk about it for free for 45 minutes in depth. So head on over to doublestack.net/call. My calendar will pop up. Pick a time. I'll call you at the time that you selected. And then we'll be on the phone for like 45 minutes diving into all this stuff to make sure that you've got a solid plan in place for what to say on your site and what you should be charging and what kind of clients are actually you're actually looking for. And maybe we'll even talk about additional services you can start offering to actually help people drive results through their business, right? So it's totally the way to go. The solution-first marketing concept will give you exactly what you should be saying on your site. It'll set you apart. You can charge higher rates. You attract better. All the issues that you would normally experience with this whole solution-last concept is solved by kind of flipping it on its head. So give me a call. We'll talk about exactly how to implement that in the context of your clients and your business too. So head on over to doublestack.net/call, and I look forward to talking to you.